since. And we're going to sing two of those songs a little bit later. It's great to have him back, and he's going to teach us more from the Bible, teach us some new songs to help us learn God's word and store it up in our hearts. I'm going to hand over to him in a little bit, but before that, we're going to hear from God's word, the Bible. And so we're having this before we sing. Yuli Cohen is going to come and read the passage, and then I'll hand over to Johnny.
Our reading is from Psalm 119, verses 97 to 106, and you can find that on your leaflets. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws.
Friends, it is lovely to be here. James, could I ask a favour of you, my friend? Could I ask you just to take this very, very gently without crushing any valuable people down there? Because sometimes I get a little bit excited and I don't want to knock it over. It's lovely to be back with you. I have very fond memories of having been here a few years ago. And if I was at home in Sydney this morning, I would be doing exactly what you are doing. I would be with my church, with the people of God, and we would be coming together for a time of fellowship and to study God's word together. And I'm on the other side of the world, and we're doing exactly what I'd be doing back there. So it's lovely to be here. And I feel a little bit a long way from home, and I don't want to get too Australian on you, but it would just make me feel a little bit more welcome if you could just give me a g'day, mate. Okay, after three. One, two, three. Thank you. I just had to do that. Sorry to the Australians here. There's a fair few hands up, the Australians. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is lovely to be here, and it's lovely. Hands up if you are a boy or a girl here. Actually, what I want to say is I love ministering to the children of God. If you are under the age of 97, then hand up, please. I did this in a church a couple of weeks ago in Sydney, and there was a guy there, he was 98 years old. He'd been faithfully going to that church for many, many years, and I gave him permission not to jump for Jesus and get too excited. But he kept on faithfully going to that church. Do you know, we're going to sing some songs together to God, and it's one of my favourite things to do. And I love the fact that there are some songs that you know how to sing, and we're going to start by singing a song that I wrote a few years ago, and it's called Good or Bad. And for the boys and girls, when I'm not singing songs, I have another job, and my job is as a psychologist. That's a big word. But it means that I spend my time talking with boys and girls who feel sad because something's happening in their life that isn't very nice. And do you know, one of the things that I want us all to know is that sometimes in life, good things happen and God is with us, but sometimes bad things happen too. But God doesn't leave us alone. He's with us then too. So we're going to sing this song. I understand that you know this song, and I'm very excited because I'm going to ask Stella and Kim to come and show me the actions that you know how to do for this song. I really am going to ask you to do that. I really am going to ask you to do that. You want a g'day, mate. All right, my friends want a g'day, mate. One, two, three. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to sing Sometimes Good Things Happen. What's our action? And God is there. Sometimes bad things happen. God is there too. Good or bad. Actually, you guys should be helping out here. Come on. Good or bad. Happy or sad. I know that God is there. Woes? What do we do with the woes? Could you not kick me when you do that? Let's try it together. 1, 2, 6. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's... And then next. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He... Oh, come on, I'm just getting my right foot going. We're going to go left foot. Okay. And then we're going to go good or bad, happy or sad. I know that God is there. All right. I'm going to teach you something I do with this, and it's the good or bad dance. Do you know the good or bad dance? Okay, I'm going to teach you the good or bad dance. You didn't know you were going to get this, did you? We're going to go like this. 1 and 2, clap. 3 and 4, clap. Let's see you do it. Okay, everyone standing up, please. Standing up, please. Let's have a go. Philip's going to hit the go button. And hands ready. Hands ready. Here we go. 1 and 2, clap. Back and two. Nice. All right, let's sing it. Sometimes good things happen, God is there. Sometimes bad things happen, God is there too. Good or bad, happy or sad, I know that God is there. Oh, let's dance. 1, 2. If you don't have much room, just careful you don't step on the person's toes next to you. Sometimes good things happen, God is there. Sometimes bad things happen, God is there too. Good or bad, happy or sad, I know that God is there. Really loud woes, here we go. Whoa, 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 he's there. Don't kick me. Whoa, 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 he's there. If life is good or bad, happy or sad, I know that God is there. Let's dance. 1 and 2, you know what to do. 3 and 4, let's do it some more. You guys can do this, you show me, can you do that? And then a nice big clap. Sometimes good things happen. Let's hear you. Thank you. God is there too. Good or bad, happy or sad, I know that God is there. Let's try the woes. Whoa, 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 he's there. He's there. If life is good or bad, happy or sad, I know that God is there. Last time for the woes. Whoa, whoa. I think it's lucky I'm not a dancer. He's there. Good or bad, happy or sad, I know that God is there. Last chance to dance. Let's do a nice high clap. Oh, it's good having Kim. It's good having Stella. Nice dancing here. And then we all got so tired that we sat down. Oh, Kim wants to sit down. Thank you, ladies. You were very, very helpful. I love your style. I love your style. Do you know what? I want to share a story with you. But to do that, I need a volunteer. I need a person who could help me out. Do I have any volunteers? I've got one volunteer. Thank you. Do I have any other volunteers? Don't all race to put your hands up. I've got my volunteer. Come on, friend, up you come. Hello, friend.
Hello.
What's your name?
William.
That's right, you've got a very good memory. Now, William, I need a volunteer who's very, very brave.
I am.
You're brave. What's the bravest thing you've ever done?
Caught a dragon.
You caught a dragon. You've been reading too much Aragorn. I also need somebody who's very, very clever. Do you think you're clever? Oh, I've stumped you on that one. That's okay. I didn't have a lot of volunteers. So, William, you are my man. Actually, William, I'm going to give you a present.
What?
I've got a present for you. I think what I might do is I might just put this down here for a second. I might just put that there. I have a present for you right here. It's inside this black box. And I'd like you to have this. And I'm just going to put the present down there. Now, when you walk, come back here. I want you to stand here. And to get the present, all you need to do is walk from here to there and get it. Okay? Off you go. Oh, stop. Hang on. Stop. Stop. I forgot to tell you one little bit. The thing I forgot to tell you was that the present is guarded. It's guarded by a ferocious dinosaur. Now, if you're too scared, you can sit down now.
That's only a blow-up dinosaur.
Well, do not underestimate the power of the dinosaur, my friend. So, have I scared you off?
No.
Do you still think you're clever enough to evade the ferocious dinosaur to get your prize? In that case, I'm going to have to make it trickier. In that case, I think we're going to need to have it guarded by two ferocious dinosaurs. Now, don't touch, because if you touch, the dinosaurs are going to eat you. So you somehow need to navigate your way through here without touching the dinosaurs to get your prize. Do you think you can do it? You think it's easy? In that case, I'm going to have to make it harder. The prize is guided by three ferocious dinosaurs. And this one's a little bit sleepy. That's a penguin. No. It's a penguinosaurus. It's the ferocious predecessor to a dinosaur. Okay. Now, your job is to try and work your way through the ferocious dinosaurs to get the prize. Do you think you can? What? You can do that? Okay. Start. Stop. I forgot to tell you one more little thing. Come back. I forgot to tell you that you need to walk your way through here at night time.
That's a long time.
So let's grab a seat, talk amongst yourselves. What time does it get dark around here? 3 o'clock in the afternoon usually is my experience. So that's a long time, isn't it? You probably are busy people. It's all right, William. I brought a little bit of Australian nighttime with me. So what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to lend you a little bit of Australian nighttime. Okay, turn around for me. Can you see?
No, I can't see anything.
That's kind of the plan. Are you scared yet?
If this was like this, I would be like a ninja.
Is it okay if I blindfold you?
No.
It's not okay. It gets hard if you're blindfolded, doesn't it? As soon as you can't see, it gets really, really hard. There is a prize, but trying to get your way to the prize in the dark is really, really tricky.
If it's not.
So, I'm not going to blindfold you, William, but I'm going to say, if you couldn't see, it would be so hard. I'm going to suggest...
Can I shut my eyes instead?
Yeah. Come on, come through. I'm going to guide you through. Come. Look it. Oh, it got him. It's attacking him. No, just kidding. All right. William, you've been really helpful. I'm going to give you this. It's a new Johnny Burns CD. There you go. Thank you to William. Take the steps, mate. Take the steps down there. Do you know sometimes life gets tricky? We know there's a great prize waiting for us at the end, but sometimes we can be in the dark and making our way through all the obstacles and knowing how to get there becomes impossible. And God doesn't want it to be like that for us. And so God has done some really, really special things to make sure that we're not in the dark while we're trying to make our way towards the prize. And one of the things is, He's given us the Bible, because His word, the Bible, it's like a lamp to our feet. Look, I brought my head torch with me. In the dark, you can imagine. The Bible is like a lamp that helps me know where to put my feet and what to look for in the path ahead. And I want us to sing a song together that reminds us that one of the ways that God helps us navigate the darkness of our world towards the prize is by giving us His Word, the Bible. And that's why we read His Word every day. That's why when we come to church, we open up the Bible and we have somebody explain to us what's in the Bible. So I'm going to sing Your Word Is, and I want you to sing back Your Word Is. Let's try it. Your Word Is. Hold that thought, Mr. Philip. A lamp to my feet. A light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Can you do that? Psalm 119, verse 105. How good is that? All right, that was so good. We're going to try something even harder. I want you to try this. I want you to go, yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Easy. Just you guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. We'll try some tune. You guys, group one. Yeah.
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 Oh, that was pitiful. You guys, I like you a lot. You guys, a chance to redeem yourself. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, these guys have got the band playing over here, so you'd hope that they would be okay. Oh, they've got the drummer as well, so that kind of doesn't count. Let's try it. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I want you to stand up.
We're going to
sing this song together.
It's called Your Word Is, a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Thank you, Philip. You can hit the go button now. I can hear it. Can you hear it? I'm going to take my torch off because I feel a little bit like a Dalek. I'll turn it off there. Your Word Is... Your Word Is a lamp to my feet, a lamp to my feet, a light to my path, a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your Word Is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. You ready? Yeah, 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 yeah. That was okay. We did all right there. I think you guys were a little bit outdone. We're going to give you another practice. In fact, you know what? We might do it backwards. We're going to try these guys as group one. We'll make our way around to you at group four. You ready for a yeah? Yeah, yeah. Your Word Is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your Word Is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Last chance, group one. Yeah. 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 That was great. Good work, everyone. Grab a seat. Grab a seat. Grab a seat. God doesn't leave us in the dark struggling with lots of challenges in life. He gives us His Word to guide us. And that's why it's so important that we keep reading the Bible to find out how God is going to direct us to the prize. But there's something else that God did, which was an amazing way of making sure that we don't live in the dark. God sent His Son Jesus into the world, And Jesus said that he was the light of the world, and that if you follow him, you won't walk in darkness. And that is such a great promise. And I want us to always remember that sometimes when life seems dark or scary, or it seems like we just don't know what to do, we're never alone, because Jesus is a light into our world and he's guiding us towards heaven, where he's gone to prepare a place for us. So I want to teach you a new song, and I'm going to get a guitar to do this. And the reason is because last time I did this, it crashed horribly. But the people I was at the church, they were nowhere near as clever as the people of St. Ebbs. So we're going to try this. I've got a guitar. Mr. Ben's got a guitar. I'm going to teach you this song that reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Can you sing that? 1, 2, 6. I am the light of the world. How good's that? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Excellent. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now it changes. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. Yeah, you guys, we've got it. And there's a chorus in this song. You see, God has brought his light into our world, and he doesn't want us to be dark. He actually wants us to shine out the light of Christ into our world. And one of the ways that he does that is by the way in which we love and care for other people, by the way we declare who he is and what he's done. So we're going to sing, Jesus, I want to shine your light. You sing that. Jesus, I want to shine your light. What's the next line? I forget. We want to shine your light. We want to shine your light. Is that what it is? Who wrote this song? Jesus. Thank you. We believe in you. We are the children of the light. Let's try that. Jesus, we believe in you. We are the children of the light. Okay, I think we've got it. I'm going to put this down. I'm going to ask you to stand up. I'm going to ask Philip to hit the go button for us. I'm going to put this down over there. Okay. All right. I can hear it. I can feel it. We're going to declare that Jesus is the light. Let's get some clapping going. And some drums. I love that. And some triangle. We're going to sing, I am the light of the world. 1, 2, you know what to do. I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. Jesus, we believe in you. We want to shine your light. We want to shine your light. Jesus, we believe in you. We are the children of the light. Let's sing that again. Jesus. Jesus, we believe in you. We want to shine your light. We want to shine your light. Jesus, we believe in you. We are the children of the light. That was great. First time through, and I think we've got it. So good. We're going to have another crack at it. We're going to sing, I am the light of the world, and remind ourselves that God doesn't want us to live in the dark. Here we go. 2, 6, 11. I am the light of the world. Your turn. Jesus said, easy, huh? If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. Jesus, we believe in you. We want to shine your light. We want to shine your light. Jesus, we believe in you. We are the children of the light. So good. Your turn. Jesus. Yeah. Last time. Jesus, we believe in you. We are the children of the light. Amen to that. And when we have that light of Jesus in our hearts, it's not like we want to put it under a bucket so no one can see it. We want the whole world to know about the light that we have as Christians. And that's why we tell our friends about our hope in Jesus. And that's why we seek to do good works to point the light back to Jesus and the difference that he's made in our hearts. Please, take a seat. That was fantastic. Much better than the last church we did that in. A+ for St. Ebbs. Okay. Now, I've had a request from Mr. Philip that we finish up with a song today. And it's a song that he says you know. And it's a song called With All My Heart. And it's a response to knowing that what Jesus has done for us isn't something we can just ignore and do nothing. When Jesus calls us to follow him, and when Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins, our response is to say, Jesus, with all my heart, I want to follow you. So, you know what? I'm just looking at Stella and Kim. Do you know actions to this song? Oh, yes. Guess what? I don't want to mess you up with the Johnny Burns actions. I want you to show me, come, to show me the St. Ebbs actions. Does it involve kicking? Not this time. Careful of the dinosaur. Okay, we're going to sing together. You can come this side. Thank you. We're going to sing With All My Heart. What are we going to do? With all my soul. I'm not Matt Pope, as far as I know. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. What's next? With all my strength. Oh, now hang on. We have a difference of opinion here. This one is kind of like that, and this one is kind of like that.
General strength.
General. Okay, thank you. But then we're going to go, oh Lord my God, I love you. I love you. With all my heart. With all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. You guys helping us out here? Let's see some big muscles. Could I see your muscles, please? How are your muscles? Oh, Lord, my God, I love you. Okay, then we're going to remind ourselves that God gave everything when he gave his own son on the cross. You gave everything you had for me. Careful of the dinosaurs. What do? You gave everything that you had for me. And you know what? That's a reminder of the cross, isn't it? Where Jesus died. So I'll give everything I am to you. Just going to pull up the trousers so I don't show you my tummy. Is that it?
Yep, that's it, yeah.
Great. Why don't we stand and sing a song of response to what God has done and say, we want to give our lives back to you. Now, watch Stella and Kim as we sing this. They are our action queens. Thank you, Philip. I can hear it. Wait for the drums. I can hear it. Here it comes. Okay, let's try this. We're going to try a step clap. Step, clap, step, clap. It's kind of like dance move St. Ebbs. All right, we're going to sing with all my heart. With all my heart and all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. Oh, Lord, my God. I love you. Let's try it again. With all my heart and all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. Oh Lord my God, I love you. You gave everything. You gave everything you had for me. So good. So I give everything I am to you. You gave everything you had for me. So we're going to give everything back. So I'll give everything I am to you with all my heart, with all my heart, and all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. Oh Lord my God, I love you. Thank you. With all my heart, and all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. Oh Lord my God, I love you. Oh, thank you. You gave everything you had for me. So I'll give everything I am to you. You gave everything. You gave everything you had for me. So I'll give everything I am to you with all my heart. Amen to that. Now, grab a seat, grab a seat. Do you know what I want to do? I want to say a prayer to say thank you to Jesus. So just where you are now, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to put your hands together and I'll say a prayer. God, we thank you that you are with us whether life is good or bad. And thank you that you don't want us to live in the dark, but that you give us your Bible as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Help us to read your scripture so we can know how to live for you. And thank you for Jesus who brought light into this dark place. Help us to follow him with all our hearts. Amen. Great. Thank you very much, everyone, for the chance to share with you. Do you think you'll be scared of these dinosaurs, Peter, if I leave them there? They could attack. You're brave. Thank you. Do you want this back?
Thank you, Johnny, very, very much. Stuff for us all to learn from there, wasn't there? About the Bible, about Jesus, about our response to him.